Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, glad to be here in podcast world. My name is Diane Jacobson. I am Professor Emeritus of Scripture at Luther Seminary, mainly Old Testament, where I taught for close to 30 years, and then I directed the Book of Faith Initiative for the ELCA for about 8 years. So it's good to be back at Holden. Been having a wonderful time with folks here. My privilege has been to do the Living Word portion of our program every morning, and what I've been doing this week is talking about how Scripture talks about creation. And my 5 days, I'm dealing with 10 biblical portraits of creation and mainly thinking about what our human roles are within each of those portraits. Usually when people think about creation in Scripture, they sort of stop after Genesis 2. So I'd like to show that there's more to biblical views of creation than simply those opening chapters. And also, as with all Scripture, Scripture doesn't say one thing. Scripture says many things. And where we find the truth is in the conversation among those things. And even in the midst of the contradictions, someone today in class said, all of Scripture is a little bit like biblical poetry, parallelism, where it's always A and what's more B. And you can't have truth in A without also having B there. So that's kind of what I've been doing this week. So we began talking about Genesis 1 and its companion, Psalm 8. And in Genesis 1, creation is pictured as God's good and ordered place. And I think of our human role in response to Genesis 1 as being really fourfold, that along with God, we recognize that the world is primarily good. It was designed by God to function well and beautifully, and that we participate in this good creation in a number of ways. One of the surprising ways, because creation in Genesis 1 isn't just about the creation of things, it's also about the creation of time and sacred time. So one of the ways we participate in God's good creation is by maintaining a proper pattern of productive work and stopping from work, resting, ceasing. And that's both for ourselves and for our neighbors and for all creation. So I think of the Sabbath that's created in Genesis 1 as a social justice issue, that our pattern is both to work and cease from working, rest. Thirdly, in Genesis 1, we understand ourselves and other human beings to be created in God's image. And to see ourselves as created in God's image is a pretty remarkable thing. For one thing, the best way then to see God is to look at another person, because that person is God's image. And secondly, within the ancient Near East, the person who was talked about as being made in God's image was always the king. So what you get in Genesis 1 is a democratization of kingship, so that we're all royalty, which is way different from the Babylonian creation myth in which everyone was created to be slaves. So in Genesis 1, we see ourselves as made in God's image and therefore having a royal responsibility for the earth, which is where it gets to 4, which is our human roles, is to become sovereigns in the matter of manner of God over earth, which is kind of tricky because you get this notion of ruling over, which can be pretty rotten, you know. But part of the way Scripture talks about what it is to be sovereigns over is to do that with justice and mercy and service. And the portrait of a sovereign in Scripture ends with Jesus with a crown of thorns. So if we're going to serve creation, if we're going to rule over creation in the manner in which God rules over, then we end up being servants to creation. And that's what we talked about with Genesis 1. We next looked at Genesis 2, good place to go from Genesis 1, and talked about creation. Here's a story, and we talked about creation as a garden and seeing it in a story. And the garden is rather like God's temple. And learn two things about our roles in creation from Genesis 2. One, we learn by reading the story that we're actually sinners, right along with Adam and Eve. And if I had time, I'd show you how that works, but I don't have time. And the most important imperative in Genesis 2 is that our responsibility as human beings is to what's usually translated as to till and to keep God's garden. And the word for till in Hebrew is eved, and it really means to serve. So our job that's described in Genesis 2 is we are those who serve and keep the creation. We become the stewards of creation. We then talked about Proverbs 8, which is not a place people often move, but there you get the picture of woman wisdom, who is said to be there with God at the beginning of the world in the act of creation. And when you look at Proverbs 8, you see this remarkable picture of this figure of wisdom. And she's portrayed in some ways as an architect. If you look at all the verbs, you see these architectural verbs. So she's there with God. But then you also see these kind of playful verbs. And it talks about God siring or begetting wisdom. She becomes wisdom's daughter. And most amazingly, it says, I was with God. There I was, Reshith. I am the Reshith of his ways, which means I was the beginning of his ways. And if you look at the beginning of Genesis 1, it says, Bo Reshith, which could be translated with Augustine, with Reshith, with beginning, I created the heavens and the earth. So Augustine thinks that that means wisdom was there with God at the creation of the world. And if you look at the Sistine Chapel, which we always do, and we always look at the right hand of God reaching out to Adam, well, I invite you to go to the web and look at a portrait of that ceiling and look at God's other arm. And it's around a woman. And there's this woman, and I think it's wisdom. And there she is beside him. And his little finger is on a child. And maybe that's Jesus. And you get this picture of Trinity that you don't expect on the other arm of God. But you also, when you start thinking about creation and wisdom, your Christian imagination goes to John 1. And you think of logos and creating by word and wisdom. And it's just an incredible journey that you can go on. Well, today we did Job and all kinds of incredible things in the answer of Job and how it's really over against Genesis 1, gets rid of the same kind of distinctions, praises the unclean beasts and the unclean animals and the border crossers and all of this remarkable stuff, and comes at creation entirely differently than Genesis 1. So human beings are just part of the web of all creation, and we also are invited to see ourselves as God's children with a lot of other siblings, including the chaos monsters. And no better, no worse, just part of God's creation.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.